All right, this regular city council meeting for Tuesday, May 13th will now come to order. We're waiting for Councilmember Best to join us. I believe we have Mr. Gaddy online. And Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Combs?
Here.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Councilmember Erby?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Best is attempting to join us via the teleconferencing, and he is texting, say he will continue to try. Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
There is a quorum.
All right, Councilmember Hanson, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is the approval of the agenda, which includes the consent agenda. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
Made by Councilmember Erby and seconded by Councilmember Combs to approve the consent agenda. Madam Clerk, would you read it into the record?
Introduction of Ordinance Number 14-009, amending Palmer Municipal Code Chapter 18.45, Election Recount. Introduction of Ordinance Number 14-014, amending Palmer Municipal Code Chapter 2.20, Planning and Zoning Commission. Introduction of Ordinance Number 14-015, amending Palmer Municipal Code Chapter 2.25, Airport Advisory Commission. Introduction of Ordinance Number 14-016, amending Palmer Municipal Code Chapter 2.30, Board of Economic Development. Those ordinances are scheduled for public hearing on May 27th. Resolution Number 14-013, accepting and appropriating the 2014 State of Alaska High Visibility Enforcement Overtime Grant 15AL-14-01-00A-8 in the amount of $20,578.38 to be used for high visibility DUI enforcement activities by the Palmer Police Department. Resolution Number 14-015, accepting and appropriating the 2012 State of Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Reallocation Grant 12SHSP-GR34077 in the amount of $10,390, and authorizing the city manager to purchase two video recording units for the Palmer Police Department. Resolution Number 14-016, accepting and appropriating the 2014 State of Alaska Cookit or Ticket Enforcement Mobilization Grant 402PT-14-06-00A-7 in the amount of $4,550 to be used for high visibility seatbelt enforcement activities by the Palmer Police Department. Resolution number 14-017, accepting and appropriating grant number LU20-12-004 in the amount of $23,450 from the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to complete the Safe Routes to School plan for elementary schools within the city, Palmer City limits. And action memorandum 14-036, authorized $2,500 donation to Grow Palmer to support the Grow Palmer Edible Park project and direct the city manager to assist and participate in the Grow Palmer Edible Park project.
That's it.
All right. Do we have a motion made and seconded? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we have approved the agenda.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Madam Mayor, may I ask, is Councilmember Best, are you on the line?
Yeah, I was trying to speak before the vote.
Madam Mayor. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, we need to do a roll call vote.
Thank you for that reminder.
Go ahead.
Actually, Madam Mayor?
Yes, Councilmember Best.
I ask that we move action item I under new business.
Action item I.
The new business, please.
Okay. Do we have support to move that?
Sorry.
So moving the, is it 14-036 is what we're talking about?
Yes.
To move it to...
All right, I don't see any point in moving that. Let's go ahead and have a roll call vote on the agenda.
Well,
there was a motion.
I'll support moving that out of the consent agenda.
What's that?
I'll support moving it out of the consent agenda.
Okay.
So there'll be a vote on that.
All right, so we need a vote to move it out of the consent agenda onto the regular agenda. Yeah, we can go ahead and have discussion on moving action memorandum 14-036 out of the consent agenda. Do we have any discussion? Councilmember Irby.
Is there a reason?
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, it's an item that I think we should have moved to new business so we can discuss it.
All right, we have a motion made and seconded to move action memorandum 14-036 onto the new business. Let's go ahead and have a roll call vote, Madam. Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think just out of consideration, if there is a council person that wants an item to have further discussion, so I'm going to support the motion. I think because so they can have an opportunity to either ask questions or address any kind of concerns that they have. Thank you.
All right, so it's been made by Councilmember Best, seconded by Councilmember Carrington, and then fully supported by Councilmember DeVries. So do we have any further discussion on the moving the agenda item? All right, now we have a roll call vote if we don't have any more discussion on the moving the item. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, so we have moved item I to new business, and we are now on to the main motion, which would be to the approval of the agenda as amended. Madam Clerk, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes. That brings us to minutes of previous meetings, April 15, 2014 special meeting, April 22, 2014 regular meeting. Do we have a motion to approve minutes of the previous meetings?
So moved.
Made by Councilmember Irby and seconded by Councilmember Carrington to approve the minutes of previous meetings. Do we have any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Oh, excuse me.
Aye.
One moment. Roll call.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult to remember. Councilmember Best.
Aye.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby? Sorry,
yes.
Got out of order. Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Brings us to communications and appearance of requests, of which we have none. Reports, city manager's report. And we have stand-ins. Ms. Garley, do you have something to add?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The construction project report starts on page 85 and goes to 88. And rather than read it, because I think that Mr. Healy did an excellent job of making very clear what the status was of the project, I did visit with him before he left, and he did want me to bring to your attention on page 85 that the shared area water and street improvement Phase 2 is an AM 14-034 on the agenda tonight. And in the MTA Events Center, the Architects Alaska, of course, has provided the design for the canopy and entryway improvements. the city will advertise the bids on May the 5th, and to move that project further forward, the Public Works Director did submit the plans from Architects Alaska to the Fire Marshal for his review, because that usually takes 3 to 4 weeks, and so that's moving right along. On page 86, Mr. Healy did ask that I bring to your attention that the Cobb Street survey and design, downtown sidewalks and trailhead parking will be on the agenda at your next meeting on the 27th. And he'll have more information for you, of course, for that time. And the only thing, other thing that he wanted to highlight on the next page, on 87, is at long last, we're about completed with the Fire Station 3-1 roof replacement. And he expects to do the final pay application and project closeout on May the 15th. And the only other thing that he wanted me to highlight to you is on page 88, the water and sewer utility rate study, which is about 95% complete. He is coordinating with HDR to schedule a work session with you on June the 10th.
All right, very good. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I spoke to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Clerk this afternoon, and we were discussing elections, and she was very excited to report that there will be an ordinance introducing on May 20th on their agenda to go to by mail elections. So I'll be watching that ordinance very closely. Because of that, she is not able to attend she is the Alaska Association Municipal Clerks representation on the AML board, and because of that, she's not able to attend. So she asked me if I would attend, so I'll be going to Anchorage to that board meeting that day. And I don't believe I have anything else unless there are any questions. Oh, the only thing that I did think of when Ms. Garley was speaking is that there is a special meeting at 6 o'clock for the audit, and you will be receiving your audit soon, along with the regular meeting at 7.
That's the date is the June 10th. All right, thank you, Madam Clerk.
Thank you.
I just want to make one note, particularly under the mayor's report, is that we have scheduled an executive session for May 27th at 6 o'clock. This will be to discuss the golf course and to get up to date on all the different pieces of the golf course contract and so on. So we are continuing, of course, to review a number of things that have, as we close out the previous city manager, and look forward to having Joe on board as of 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're transitioning from one manager to the other, so we continue to work on that. So that will be my mayor's report. And Mr. Gaddy, do you have anything to add?
Nothing this evening. I'll be at the AML board meeting in May as well, so that's about it.
Gee, I've only heard a little. I didn't quite hear all of that. Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said that I don't have any. I'll be at the AML board meeting in May.
Madam Mayor, he'll be at the AML board meeting, and I just want to note he has bronchitis, and it's very hard for him to talk.
Yeah, that's right. Could you speak up?
Yeah, I can. I
that's okay, Mike. Just fine.
Okay, thank you.
First item, item G is audience participation, and a time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the audience for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you're representing a group. Audience participation is now open. And if you haven't signed in, please sign in and state your name for the record. Push the button so you have a red light. There you go.
Okay. All right. My name is Claire Ann Foley, and I'm bringing in a concern I have. The wastewater treatment plant is basically in my backyard. It's the in the last few weeks, it's been having a really horrific noise coming from it. And I live on like an acre, and I go back to the fence and I can hardly hear it. It's a noise, and I've recorded it at 2:30 in the morning, if you want to listen to it.
Sure.
And it's in from my dining room, and this is what it is. Let me get this minute. I think it's louder and louder. This is not as loud as it can get. And this is like 2:30 in the morning. And then last night I recorded again like 11 o'clock. It's just like unreal loud noise. And then last night I went for a walk and I was coming back home and I was like 2 blocks from my house and I heard a really loud noise. And so I was like, I'm gonna check it out. I didn't go in the thing. So I went along the fence and I could barely hear it. So to be fair, I don't think they can hear that there's a huge noise. It must be situated in such a way that it's ricocheting off and it's bouncing right back in my yard and in my house. On Sunday afternoon, I had to wear earplugs in my house all day. It was so horrible. So somebody needs to look at it. They actually need to probably go onto my property and figure out what's going on because you can't hear it from the plant. Because I went right alongside the fence and I've heard barely a buzz. But this is so loud, I can't function. It's like, oh my stars, this is bad. So that's all I wanted to address at this point.
Would you make sure and leave your phone number with the clerk so we can make sure and contact you?
Yeah.
So we can take care of it.
Yeah, I wrote it down on my...
You wrote it down?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just, Sandra, would you make a note for this discussion with our new manager?
I will discuss it with the new manager and make sure that Mr. Wickham is part of that conversation.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Audience participation, anyone else that would like to come forward to address the council?
Hello, I'm Tammy Johnson Stocking. I live on East Auklet Avenue, to which they put new piping in last year. As I'm assuming is that they're going to put sidewalk and pavement in there. We've got a real problem with people using that road a lot for like a shortcut. Like kids racing, even adults, to get from the Gulcana area down to North Valley Way to hitch onto the highway, I reckon. We've even called the bus barn several times because the buses go way too fast through there. There are kids and pets and such that live in the neighborhood there. And what I'm proposing or asking is if it be possible to get speed bumps in that area. I talked to one of the fellows from, what is it, HDL, the contractor from the city, and he said this, you know, call City Works, to which I did, and Greg called me back and he said they're temporary just because of the graders and stuff in the winter. So I understood that they don't put it in the pavement. And then he said that you guys were having a council meeting tonight. So it really needs to be addressed because it's really bad. And now that I don't know how much of the, you know, by Sheridan, Gulcana there is going to, you know, add more traffic. But we've seriously been having more and more traffic through that area. And so speed bumps... you know, the neighborhood would like to somehow possibly get these adjusted so that, I mean, it's even adults, like I said. It's just, it's ridiculous. And then the kids just race down there from Gulcana down. They just, whoosh. So that's my concern and that's what I wanted to say.
All righty.
All right, thank you.
And you left your phone number?
Oh, I'll
and your name?
Sure.
All right, would you add that to the new manager's list, Sandy? And and I know our police chief is here tonight, so I hope that he would transmit that information back to his officers and make sure that there's law enforcement as needed.
I'll have that. We've had a neighbor kitty corner from me, he's been trying to take pictures and take them over to the police station. He's called several times, and of course the officers always say they just can't sit there and wait for all that to happen. So, I mean, there is a lot of concern, and there's a lot of stuff we've been trying to do. And because it's dust, we water down our road a lot in front of our house because I have asthma and stuff. And that stuff just kicks up bad. So that was the other
thing. Well, you are getting the ear of the police chief tonight, though. So that's a good thing. I said you are getting the ear of the police chief tonight. So he did hear all that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else who would like to speak to the council under audience participation? Lenore.
My name is Jan Newman. I'm here on behalf of Gro Palmer. I wanted to just let the board and the mayor know that, or the city council member know that, the request that we are asking of the city was passed unanimously, as far as I know, by the Board of Economic Development. That we are asking for the city to support a project being built by the community for the community. It is also at the same time a goodwill gesture towards the Salvation Army, which, as far as I know, has been in existence for over 250 years. They help to mitigate hunger across the U.S. and outside of this country. They serve over 60 million meals to anyone in need through their soup kitchens, food pantries, and community gardens. They have no community garden in the area, and it would be a really nice gesture to support the community project and also the goodwill gesture towards the Salvation Army. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak to the council? All right, audience participation is now closed. We have before us first item under public hearings, ordinance number 14-011, amending Palmer Municipal Code section 2.04.021, composition to designate city council member seats, as noted on page 91. And do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Made by Councilmember Irby and seconded by?
I'll second. This is Edna DeVries.
Seconded by Councilmember DeVries. Ordinance number 14-011. Discussion?
Madam Mayor.
Excuse me. Public hearing for 14-011 is now open. Seeing no one come forward, public hearing on ordinance number 14-011 is now closed. That brings us to discussion. Anyone that would like to, yes, Councilmember Combs.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was a little bit surprised to even see this come before the council, but that's because in my opinion, you know, legislation should provide a distinct and definite direct benefit to the city of Palmer and its residents and constituents. And in my research, I don't find a factor at all in this ordinance that would point to anything like that. In fact, I believe it's very much gratuitous and unnecessary. I believe that the way the ordinances, the charter was written, everything else was to provide for our community a more of a cohesive leadership. And in my research, I did find incidences where the potential for doing this, particularly in a smaller community, is there and opens up possible complications that I just don't feel that we want to see. It politicizes, in my opinion, the election process to a degree that is unnecessary. Again, I say in a small community. We are We are a small community. There's other small communities that have this form of election process, and they have encountered complications that I just don't think that we need to do, so I can't support it because of that. Thank you.
Councilmember Carrington.
Well, I have to admit, I'm kind of resistant to this ordinance, but I freely admit it's kind of nostalgia because it is kind of the small town way of doing things. I guess this last election, I enjoyed being able to say I was running against and with Edna DeFries, you know. It's the small town kind of community way of doing it. On the other hand, I can see there's also a little more simplicity in that everybody else has got seats, whether it's the school board or the borough or the city of Wasilla. And so I guess you could make the argument that it would be, you know, a little more consistent and simple.
Councilmember Hanson.
I was the guy that brought this forward. So number of reasons why I brought this forward. First of all, we're probably one of the 1% in the entire world, or United States at least, that has a election that you don't identify your candidate. You just throw your hat in and you run against whomever. For that reason, I thought we needed to identify seats, because you can identify opponents, you can identify candidates, for number one. The other thing that really concerns me, if you look at past elections, there's a serious discrepancy between votes cast for the mayor's race and votes cast for the council race. Okay, so I mean, if you got a mayor that's getting 350 votes to 200 to 200, like I think it was 2 years ago, that was roughly about what it was. Well, nobody in the council approaches 200 or 350, because individuals vote for one typically. Okay, and clearly when you run, it says vote for two candidates. They have a list of candidates and it says vote for two. And for whatever reason, it's not happening. Whether it's more politicized by not voting for just one not for one candidate, which basically gives that person a distinct advantage when you're counting numbers, right? So, to me, it's more more politicizing the system, okay? There's more room, not for intentional cheating, graft, whatever, but there's room for, you know, if I'm running against the three of these guys and they're solid candidates, there's a lot of people may just vote for one person, whether it's Edna's camp, Linda's camp, or my camp. They vote for one person because they know if they vote for the other one or two, then it's going to detract from the number of votes that I get. So the system is not very good. There's room for opportunities to skew how people are elected. And that's the reason I brought it forth. So there you have it.
Councilmember Irby.
I just have a question. How would this, does this work? I mean,
how would this work? You have, say the next election comes up and we have seats C and D would be available and we have four candidates. Could you have three candidates run for C and one for D? And they would have to declare beforehand.
Just a second. Let's get the person that runs the elections to answer that.
Yes, actually, that could occur when the person picked up their nominating petition. Actually, when they turn it in, they have to designate which seat they would run for. We do that now. It's council member or mayor. Those are the only two seats we have. But they would designate, say, seat A. That's where they want to run, a seat A. And so they'd only be on the ballot for seat A. They can't be on two seats. That's not allowed by code or charter.
Well, what if you have everybody run for C and nobody for D?
Then whoever got the most votes would win that seat, and then after the election, the council would appoint for seat B or whatever.
I would say in that situation, in that scenario, if everybody declared for one seat, you may not want any of those candidates.
Steve is saying.
Well, like I said, I'm still confused. I mean, what's the mechanism to know who you're running against? You know, I mean, is it when you file your petition? You say you're
running against... You file by seat, 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you are 1 and 2, and so then if someone declares for 1 and then for 2, and then the next... Well, I guess I should let Jeanette answer this, but the way I've seen it work is that then if you have 2 people that file for 1... then those 2 people are going to be running against each other. And if you have only 1 person that's filed on seat 2, they run unopposed. That makes sense? Is that right, Jeanette?
That is. And I always post on the website as soon as it's certified. So the nominating petition is certified. It goes on the website with the information. Up until the last hour that the nominating petitions are accepted, changes can be made. So 4 people are running seat A, and one of those candidates saw that seat B is not filled, they can run for that one.
Well, that raises another question. When you get your petition, do you tell the people at that time what seat you're running for, or does that matter? Or, I mean, to me, this is just adding a whole huge level of confusion.
Madam Mayor, no, you do not have to tell us. We only track just so we know how many are out, but it's just statistical information. We've also gone to making the nominating petition available on the website, and we don't know who's downloading that. So, no, you do not have to. It's not like the state. The state, you have to declare. Blah, blah, blah. We're not like that at all.
Councilor.
But Madam Clerk, though, I mean, but when the petition is submitted, it has to be declared at that point, correct?
Madam Clerk.
Correct. That is true. And there is a time frame to, lack of a better term, back out to take back your nominating petition as well.
Follow up, Councilmember Irby, then Councilmember Hansen.
Well, that brings up another one. I mean, to me, this is saying let's wait until the very last second to see what everybody else is going to run for, and then I'll run for the one unopposed.
Madam Clerk.
I can tell you that already happens. that's not new.
Could do we have the clerk bring up the last election results? Because it wasn't me, I hope.
It's on the phone in.
But I mean, we had a mayor's race, right? And I mean, just check the numbers out.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Councilor Best.
Sorry, thank you. With this proposal that's out there right now, one of the issues that I have was when the paperwork is picked up from either the internet or from the clerk, it should be designated, in my opinion, what seat they're running for, because that individual is going to be going out and collecting signatures. And so we don't necessarily know that those people that are signing that petition would have recognized which seat that individual was running for. And we don't know whether or not they would have intent to support that individual to run for maybe against somebody else that they're in support of as well.
My understanding is that this is not a by area wide district, it's by seat numbers. So it would be still a citywide election for seats designated by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. Is that right, Madam Clerk?
Correct, but it will be, could be, let's say, like myself. So I'm running for re-election, and somebody that also supports me and is also supportive of somebody else that is running might necessarily want to see the two of us running against each other, but when they filled out the petition, it was in support of that individual, not knowing who they're going to be running against. So that's one issue. The second issue is that if we're going to make a modification to how we are elected, I believe that's something that should go to the voters and not be decided by this body.
Madam Clerk.
The first part of your question statement is that when the candidate picks up a nominating petition, they're responsible for filling out the top of what seat they're running for. Currently, because we only have council member and mayor, I automatically put that on the header. However, I would still include council member, and then the seat would be blank, and that is the candidate's responsibility. One thing I can tell you, and I think it's also really cool about Palmer, is that when I get the nominating petitions back, almost always you see signatures from everyone, the same signatures on every single nominating petition. So I don't know if that would be an issue. As far as voting, certainly that is putting this out to the vote of the people. That's certainly the council's policy decision to do. It is not required by code or charter because it does not change the at-large portion of the election. But that is a policy decision.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Combs.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Combs, and then Councilmember Best.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to Councilmember Hansen has got such a great handle on statistics, and I wouldn't go head to head with him on it for anything. But I got to tell you, the statistic that concerns me more is the percentage of voters that we have. And I mean, I'm a lot more about what kind of communication we can do with our constituency, what kind of education we can give them, you know, and get that these numbers can be changed. These numbers can be changed, but they can be changed by education, and they can be changed by going up. I know that we've done practically everything but put a ballot in people's hands by having early voting and everything else, but there's always more that we can do, and I would love to see that. You know, there's... It's sad to me personally that people don't take the time to vote, but more education or whatever I think will change these statistics and these numbers. I'm just not convinced that this is the way to do so. Thanks.
Councilmember Rust.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The point that I'd like to put through on this, because I'm not in support of this, currently, right now, we run for a seat, not necessarily against an individual. And that is kind of the small town flair that Palmer has, and I'd like to keep it that way. So I'll be voting no.
Councilmember Harrington.
I guess I've kind of come around, so I could reluctantly go for it in the sense of, I think Palmer needs to grow, you know, in our mindset. And as much as I like nostalgia, I think, you know, it might be time to go. But I'd like to offer an amendment that we make this take effect in the regular election of 2015.
Throughout what?
It started in 2015.
Second.
Oh, okay. Made by Councilmember Carrington, seconded by Councilmember Hansen to offer the primary amendment to make the effective date October 2015. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. We have someone on the phone, so we have to do everything by roll call vote.
Do you want any discussion or?
Oh, did we discuss? Feel free.
I just, it would offer for one thing, and that is the year that Brad is up for election, so it just seems appropriate. But also it gives us over a year to educate the public and, you know, get used to the idea as well.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right, very good. So if there's no further discussion, we'll take the vote on primary amendment number one. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
No.
Councilmember Combs?
No.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
No.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Carrington?
Yes.
And Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Oh.
All right, good night. I guess it's time to leave. Goodbye.
41 minutes.
Civics class, Colony High School, just left. Yeah. I think they fulfilled the requirements for the year.
Your Honor.
And they won't be running.
Your Honor.
All right, very good. That brings us to
Your
action
Honor.
Memorandum.
The main motion.
Oh, main motion, yes.
Your Honor.
Councilmember DeVries.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't spoken yet. I too, when I came in tonight, was torn, and because I do think that it ends up maybe being more political and more personal. And I guess what I'd like to see, you know, piggybacking on what Councilman Carrington says, if it's an area where the city of Palmer needs to grow, then maybe the seats need to be designated to certain areas. So, I mean, if we're going to grow, let's grow here by two or three leaps and bounds or something. So anyway, I'd like to hear some of the rest of the council's comments on that.
Well, if you'd like to make that amendment, we can comment on it. And then we can vote, we can talk about it. But as it is before us, we have before us is just designated seats. So if you'd like to make that amendment, we can certainly.
Councilman Hansen has a comment.
We can certainly comment on by area, if you would like to make that amendment.
I'm not going to make the amendment, but Councilman Hansen wants to talk about something.
Okay, and we'll make sure and get to that. Thanks, Councilmember DeVries. Councilmember Hansen.
Yeah, so I want to talk about a couple things, and I know my numbers are running up there as far as times I've addressed this.
Fourth, fifth.
However, so if we get those numbers back, Ms. Clerk, I mean, as you can see with the numbers that that she has up there, that there were, I had the numbers, now I've lost them. So there were 289 and 344. Somebody has that, I'll bet. 289 plus 344 equals 637 votes. Okay, so if you double that, it's over, it's 1266. There were 846 votes cast for council, so that's 400 less than what could be the mayor, the total that should have voted on for council people for whatever reason, whether it was uninformed voters, whether it was some type of voter fraud, whatever it may have been. I mean, we have only 66% of the people.
769 ballots.
You can look at the percentages. So
You get two votes for council. Okay, mm-hmm. So if 769 ballots were issued, that equals over 1,500 votes. So
actually,
where are the votes? There's 846. There's a problem with the system. That's all I'm saying. If we don't want to correct it, that's fine. If we want to stay the same, as Richard says, we want to stay the same, be the same, we are the same, then let's do that. Let's just be the same. But there's a problem with the amount of votes that are being cast for both positions. So educate the public, do something, but solve that problem.
Your Honor.
Well, and I see what you're saying. There's 738 votes cast for mayor, and the two highest council member votes totals to 655. But if you took the three highest and then divided, I don't know how that all.
Yeah, all of them. And Brad's right.
Yeah, Councilman
Irby. Brad's right. I mean, the numbers aren't adding up. But then again, none of the above is a candidate also. So, you know, just because people don't vote for two councilmen doesn't mean that they're not voting. I mean, they're still voting for one individual, and it's their right not to vote for two council people. So we don't know how much of that's going into that also. So I'm thinking that we could spend the time and educate the people that, yes, you do get to vote for two. You don't have to, but you can vote for two. And then that would bring those numbers, to me, that would bring the numbers up. I'm not seeing a problem. You know, I mean, a major problem to where we got to apply this type of a fix to it.
Madam Clerk?
I just have two comments. The first one is, as you all know, because I know that you're voters, don't know how you voted, but I know you're a voter, is that it does say on the ballot to vote for so many. It does say that on the ballot. It says it in the polling booth. The thing that is different is that the Mat-Su Borough also has signs in the voting booth as well. I have very distinguished signs in green because our color is green at the voting booth. Vote for not more than two. The borough is vote for not more than one. I don't know if confusion comes in there at all. The second thing is, and you know, I hope if Kenai Peninsula Borough works out going by mail, that you'll support that because we will get voter turnout.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Combs.
I'd like to support what Councilmember Irby pointed out. I cannot say that I have ever done it in a Palmer City election, but I have on other ballots chosen to not vote if there was vote possibly two, chosen to only vote for one. And that's my right as a voter to do so. And I think that there is a percentage of that that happens, whether it's the individuals decided they don't know enough about, they only know enough about one person. I can understand what you're saying is that it's skewing it, but I just don't think that it's a problem. I think that getting more voter turnout is a much greater problem and something that we should all aspire to. Thanks.
Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, I think all of us within the last few days have gotten our MTA ballots, or for those of us that use MTA, and they have three candidates running for two positions, and you vote for two people. And so I think it's, you know, very prominent. So I'm not going to vote for the ordinance. Because again, I just feel that it can get far too personal. When in Steve and mine and Kathy's race this last time, I don't think it got personal at all. I think, or at least if it did, I was not aware of it. And I didn't know that Kathy or Steve have voiced anything regarding that. But I think it might have been a different story if there would have been two of us, if Steve would have ran against me. And I don't know what bad I could have said about him since I've known him since he's been 6 years old. But I'd have probably found out something from his mom I could have brought up. But anyway, so I'm not going to vote for everything.
All right, let's bring this to a close. Councilmember Carrington.
I just wanted to ask a clarification question to the clerk. Not that we're going there, but if we were to break into districts for voting, is that a charter change or an ordinance change?
Madam Clerk.
I have to look at the charter, and I could do that very quickly. I kind of think that is a charter amendment. The rest of this type of thing belongs in code, but that may be a charter amendment. But I would have to take a quick look to see that one.
That's not necessary. I can go with her gut feel on that.
All right, any further discussion? Let's go ahead and take a vote, Madam Clerk. Roll call.
Councilmember Best?
No.
I'm sorry, was that no?
No.
Okay, thank you. I hope that was right. Councilmember Combs?
No.
Councilmember DeVries?
No.
Councilmember Irby?
No.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion fails.
Action Memorandum 14-034, authorized city manager to negotiate and execute a contract with Dirt Works Inc. in the amount of $2,047,097.09 for construction of the shared area water and street improvements phase 2 project, as noted on page 95. And I believe we have before us on the table some amendments from our acting city manager.
Need a main motion first.
Okay.
So moved.
made by Councilmember Irby, seconded by Councilmember DeVries to approve ordinance number 14 dash, excuse me, Ash Memorandum 14-034. Councilmember Irby.
I move that we add the amendments on the memorandum from the Public Works Director. There are four amendments, and I would like to move that we vote on all of them at once.
Second.
All right. Do we have, and I guess I would just like to have the thumbnail. I mean, we do have this as a written before us. I'm fine with it. Does anyone else? Okay. Further discussion, Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would assume that Councilman Best has a copy of the memo in his possession.
Or has it
on his iPad?
It was emailed to him. I'm not certain if he has it. I believe I sent it out earlier in the week, too, but I'm not sure.
Right,
it
didn't come on his
okay.
Head,
thank you.
Sure
I can't remember.
Thank you, Councilman, for your oversight there. The Madam Clerk taking care of that. So, any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, it's a roll call.
This is on Premier Amendment number one.
I had it down to roll call every time when we were doing it.
Premier Amendment number one. Councilmember Best.
Yes.
Councilmember Combs.
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries.
Yes.
Councilmember Irby.
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington.
Yes.
Mayor Johnson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Action Memorandum 14-035 authorizes. Okay, let me just refocus here. We're back to the main motion. Action Memorandum 14-034, main motion as amended. Discussion. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, motion passed. We have now before us unfinished business, ordinance number action memorandum 14-035, authorized city manager to amend the professional services agreement with HDL Engineers in the amount of $165,885 to add construction administration services for the Sherrod Area Water and Street Improvements Phase 2 project. Motion to approve.
Seconded.
Made by Councilmember Combs and seconded by Councilmember DeVries to approve action memorandum 14-035. Do we have discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please take the vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, well, brings us to unfinished business, ordinance number 14-004, amending Palmer Municipal Code Section 2.20.025, planning and zoning compensation.
There's a pending motion.
And we have pending motion on these items. We also have a motion or a memo before us from Mansell Thomas from the IRS to Esther.
There's also a memo included in the packet.
So do we have, let's see, page 111. we have the pending motion before us. So what is the recommendation of administration, Ms. Garling?
At this point in time, I believe that through her research with IRS and others that there is no definitive requirement that we compensate our board and commission members. They are not employees per se, in that they are working far less than our part-time employees. They are board members as they are appointed, not hired, and they're not volunteers, based on this memo from the IRS. They talk about charitable contributions and volunteers who provide services to a qualified charity. So I believe that it is at the discretion of the city council to be able to waive their compensation. And Ms. Green is here, and if you have any questions, I'm sure she would be able to elaborate on her conversations with the IRS.
Ms. Green, would you come forward and... elaborate.
Madam Mayor and Council, as my memo has stated, I contacted both the IRS and the Department of Labor, and both have said that they would do the research and get back with me, but they didn't think that there was any regulation at all that would be mandatory for a board member to receive payment. I did receive a later email that I put before you this morning, confirming that the IRS says that they didn't know of any regulation. So that's where we stand. Commissioners do receive a W-2, but there's nothing that says that they have to be paid.
I guess my question is that if it's not that we have to pay our boards, but that we have to pay, that they are allowed to decline the compensation. So we're not saying we're not paying the boards in this. What we're saying is, people are having compensation. I think it's kind of funny we're bringing all the boards forward except for city council. I mean, I think we should add that one as an option of declining payment too. Like I said, I've had much more discussion with people saying that they haven't been paid than, and I'll say it over and over again, the complaints I've heard have been from people not being paid, not people that want to not be paid and aren't allowed to. But so there's two things. One is, if you say you're going to give a board member compensation, they decline that. That's still payment. And then it seems to me like they can donate it back to the city. But if they're at that income level where it can change the income, that's still income. This is different than just not paying your board. So that's why I want to make sure that we're getting clear information that it's not on not paying the board, just declining compensation.
If they decline compensation, if they decline compensation, they did not receive the compensation. If they decide they want to donate it back to the city or anywhere else, they did receive it. Whether they received it in money or not, that's income to them. So they can decline it. I understand there is a form that the city clerk has. I think any board member that wishes to decline their compensation, I do think they need to sign that form so we could have it on record. And right now, to my knowledge, the only board that has not been paid up to date is the Airport Advisory Commission. And we are trying to get the addresses to all past members so that we can bring them up to date as far as what the code says.
Thank you. I guess one of my other concern is someone that tries to get board members onto boards is that there seems to be this request, and I don't know when it started, but would you be willing not to be compensated? And I guess I feel like that's a question that when I ask someone to be on a board, and then perhaps the director or someone else, when they get their packet, say, oh, by the way, we have a form in here. Would you be willing to donate back to the city your compensation? Most people are going to say, a lot of people are going to say, that's $50 a meeting, whatever it might be. Okay, sure, no problem. But still, when I go and I'm looking for board members, I guess they deserve the compensation that's owed to them. And so the next piece is do we get into appointing board members, because some are choosing not to take compensation and some are taking compensation. I think it gets down, it's an odd thing to me to not want to ask our board members, especially when we're not asking our council members, to decline the compensation. I guess as mayor and the persons that have to ask people to sit on these boards, I think it puts it into a very odd dialogue. So anyway, so I do have some concerns that we're getting into this part where we're not compensating people, really just a minimal amount. And I'm not sure that the IRS has been clear on this, and that's what I've also heard, that it's really an unclear area. So Councilmember Combs.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the staff for the work that they've done on this. I'm unclear at what point in the process, because to my knowledge, there is no point in the process of recruiting a board person or in the application that addresses compensation and that it would even be discussed.
It's in the code. It's in the Palmer Municipal Code.
I don't see it as a bargaining chip. I've never been told that. In fact, the individuals who approached me because they wanted to be able to waive it, all said that it had come to them as a surprise. Not an unpleasant surprise or a pleasant surprise, just as a surprise. It shouldn't be a part of it. It should be after the individual has considered, they fill out the application, things have been processed, they're appointed. When they are dealing with the Human Resources Department, they're given a packet of paperwork that they have to fill out. At that point, a waiver could be included, and that could be when they make. To me, this is a very private decision, and they have the right to do so. As far as the IRS is concerned, I can't believe that you're going to find anything anywhere. Historically, public servants have been allowed to decline any compensation if they chose so. One of the most well-known probably would be President Kennedy. Another one, if you want to do your history on it, Herbert Hoover never took one thin dime for any board, commission, or any elected position he had from 1914 until the end of his presidency. I don't see why this has to be such a big deal. These individuals feel very, very strongly that they want to serve their community and they don't choose to receive compensation for it. They should be allowed to sign a piece of paper that states, I choose not to be compensated for this, and they should be able to lend their talents to the community that they want to serve. I think, making a big deal out of it is becoming a turnoff.
Well, Councilmember Combs, I appreciate these strong opinions that have been expressed, but I'm not seeing that evidenced in the people that have spoken to me. They have stronger opinions about the fact that they haven't received their compensation than the people that are concerned about being able to return it back. They can certainly donate their compensation. They can send it back however they would like to do that. But the ability to decline their compensations, our municipal code stands that they're council members, board members are to receive compensation for their service on the board. So it's, you know, it's a code provision that stood for since the city was incorporated. Do I think it's a big deal? I think it's mostly a big deal that we're not paying board members when we should have been. And I want to make sure that this action isn't just a way to cover up something that hasn't happened in the past. And that's my concern, because I have not heard an outpouring of board members saying that they wanted to make sure that they didn't get paid.
Mayor and Council, I have a letter that I have written, and I'm ready to send out to all of the Airport Advisory Commission board members. As soon as I receive the rest of the addresses, and it would be accompanied with a W-4 so that payroll can process the compensation to all board members up to the date if this passes, or at least we would be paying them ongoing.
Let's go ahead and vote. Action memorandum, ordinance number 14-004. Madam Clerk, would you please?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
No.
Motion.
Let's go ahead and maybe we should discuss it again under ordinance number 14-005. Just in between here, I would like to bring forward an ordinance to allow council members to decline compensation that would follow the same city code provision. Ordinance number, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just have to look up I have to look up a code provision because council member compensation can only be changed at certain times of the year. So I will look that up and bring that up when it's the appropriate time of year.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Ordinance number 14-005.
Your Honor.
Amending Palmer Municipal Code Section 2.25.040 Airport Advisory Commission Compensation as noted in IM 14-006. Do we have a point of order?
I was just going to add to your comment regarding the research, if we could on the council also include the mayor's position for that.
If you would like to bring that forward when we're not in the middle of a motion, Councilmember DeVries, you can bring that forward. How about that? No, Councilmember DeVries, would you please? Would you like to go ahead and say what you were making a point of in point of order?
Yes, in point of order, I was adding to your comment.
I'm sorry, Councilmember DeVries, I made this out in between motions as the mayor have asked to have that ordinance brought forward. Councilmember DeVries, we can have you recognized under councilmember comments. You can bring that forward and have that seconded. And we'd be happy to look at that. So as we are on ordinance number 14-005, amending Palmer Municipal Code Section, Airport Advisory Commission Compensation, as noted in IM 14-006. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Seconded.
There's a pending motion.
Oh, excuse me, we have a motion on before us. Okay, go ahead and do we have any further discussion on that? I'm seeing no further discussion. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
No.
Motion passes.
So I want to add to the ordinance that we had before that has to do with council member compensation, the option to decline. Please add the mayor as well, since I thought that was in there under council members. But we'll make sure and talk about that as well. Madam Clerk, does that work for you, Ms. DeVries?
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, very good. Ordinance number 14-008, we have a pending motion. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best? Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hanson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
On behalf of all my board members, no.
Motion passes.
All right. Resolution number 14-014, accepting and appropriating the grant when offered from the Federal Aviation Administration in the amount of $300,000 to perform crack sealing at the Palmer Municipal Airport is noted in item 14-027.
Madam Mayor, I move that we accept the resolution as written and vote on it.
Made by Councilmember Paul, seconded by Councilmember DeVries. Resolution number 14-014. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Excuse me, yeah. And I'm not sure that we moved our Grow Palmer item under what? New business?
Madam Mayor, we usually put it at the end.
At the end, okay. All right.
This is on resolution 14-014. Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hanson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Action memorandum 14-028. Authorized city manager award, negotiate, and execute a contract with Alaska Snow Removal to perform crack sealing at the Palmer Municipal Airport in the amount not to exceed $300,000 pending the notice of grant funding from the Federal Aviation Administration. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
My only question is, do we have that? Seems like the order is a little unusual there. Have we already put that out to bid?
Yes, that we have sent it out to bid, and three bids were received and scored.
And even though we don't have the final approval from the FAA on it?
My understanding is that there has been some conversation between our staff and Eric Helms, a grants official FAA. And I know Mr. Combs is in the audience if you have questions as to his conversations with them. But again, in the memo, you'll find under the second paragraph under summary statements that Mr. Helms said that they plan to cover the total federal share up to $300,000. If after the bids are total federal share and it exceeds the $300,000, then they would work with us. But of course, we do have bids that are substantively less than that.
All right, further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Voice.
Signify by saying aye after the clerk asks for your vote.
Hey, Your Honor, before you do that, can we do one thing? Can we ask the attorney about your question? I mean, we're basically awarding a bid subject to approval of funds. You know, that's not completely right. Why don't you have him weigh in on that, if he would?
Mr. Gaddy, did you have a question?
Madam Mayor, I think this home's going to apparently the FAA I spoke Owen about this with question, and he said this is how the FAA, so need to make sure that any bid award notice in the past that the manager is awarded the bid, I change this award and say that the bid in X contract that give him.
I'm sorry, I only get about every third word, and unless I'm just, I don't know if you can either speak closer to the your phone or.
Can you hear me a little better now, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about that, Mayor. Now, the I spoke to Mr. Olympus, and he indicated that the FAA has this process where they require you to agree to accept the money, and then they give you the money. It seems odd to me, but I believe that's correct. And I'd ask Mr. Holmes to confirm that to make sure the information I'm giving you is accurate. But we also want to make sure that the bid, any contract that the city would enter into, is contingent upon the receipt of funds. And you may even want to delay the signing until the receipt of funds has been. And so those are some safeguards to put into the approval of the to address Councilmember Hansen.
Well, it looks to me like we've already probably put out the RFP and had a response.
Yes, you have.
And so,
but everything is always subject to appropriation of the money, and you don't have money to appropriate. And I agree, it's backwards to me.
So, Your Honor.
Councilmember Hansen.
So, Mike, I misunderstood. Do you want a motion to say the subject to, a motion that says subject to appropriation?
Well, yeah, subject to receipt or appropriation of the money for this. I think that would be appropriate. I don't know if Mr. Combs has anything to weigh in on the FAA process. He probably knows that a little bit better.
Well, actually, I'm more concerned about the city. Just make sure the city's process is being followed.
Well, I think they went after the RFP and they advertised and did all the things the code requires.
All right. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Are we ready to vote? Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries? Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, very good. Action Memorandum 14-028, authorize city manager to award, negotiate, and execute a contract with Alaska Snow Removal to perform crack sealing at the Palmer Municipal Airport in the amount not to exceed $300,000 pending the notice of grant funding from the FAA.
Just did that.
Oh, did we do that long?
Yes.
In with the other one?
No, we just did that one separately.
Oh, separately, okay. All right. Authorize city manager to sign an amendment to the agreement with the state of Alaska concerning participation of city employees in the public employees retirement system of Alaska, resolution number 14-018. Discussion. Or we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Made by Councilmember Combs, seconded by Councilmember DeVries. Do we have a discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please call for a roll vote?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Record of items placed on the table, Madam Clerk.
Back to Grove.
Sorry. I don't know where I'm going. I keep getting speech. Grove Palmer, okay. I tell you what, I appreciate your keeping me on track, Madam Clerk. This action memorandum 14-036 authorized a $2,500 donation to Grove Palmer to support the Grove Palmer Edible Park Project and direct the city manager to assist and participate in the Grove Palmer Edible Park Project. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Made by Councilmember Hansen, seconded by Councilmember Combs to approve action memorandum 14-036. Discussion.
Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to amend in our action memorandum agreement the subject. I would like to strike and direct the city manager to assist and participate in the Grow Palmer Edible Park project. This one portion of the project is somewhat fluid, and I don't mind us making a statement as a council, something along the line of Palmer City Council supports the current efforts of Grow Palmer on city-owned properties and is excited to see private property owners participating as well. But for us to give a blanket statement to the city manager to assist and participate, I'm not comfortable with that.
All right. We have a motion to amend. As noted by Councilmember Best, we have a second.
I'll second.
Councilmember, seconded by Councilmember Carrington. Okay, discussion. All right, do we want to vote on our primary amendment number one? Madam Clerk.
Your Honor, can I have a question, please, before we vote?
Madam DeVries, Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you. Is that standard on our other AMs that we've had, you know, like for Who Let the Girls, Ladies Out, and, you know, the other areas that we have? Is that just boilerplate there, or is this specific direction for just this particular project? Thank you. The city clerk can maybe pull something up. And then, Your Honor, if I could continue while she's pulling that up. Since this is, I apologize because I wasn't to the last meeting when I was at my granddaughter's wedding, and I know you did discuss this, but this would be a question to the attorney regarding where the city is going to go on private property and remove fencing, et cetera. Is there an agreement between that private property owner and the city, or what would the attorney recommend there? Or did he maybe make a recommendation?
I do want to say one thing before if we're going to go down this road where we're going to have a full agreement with Salvation Army, that we need to make sure that we're having a full agreement on their parking, because we tend to have some crossover on some private land there as well. Madam, Mr. Gaddy.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, thank you. I did prepare a right of entry based upon the last conversation about this for the city manager. He said that he was going to recommend a donation and that it wouldn't be required. However, I have that document available if necessary.
All right.
I'm sorry. I understood the first part, but then I didn't understand the last 15 words or so.
Yeah, and I apologize for the bad connection. The city manager, the former city manager, asked that I prepare a document, which I did, so I prepared a right of entry. And when I spoke to the city manager about that, he said he didn't think it would be necessary because of the financial contribution the city was contemplating. And so as a result of that, I have the right of entry available. Did that be a direction that the mayor and council want to go in?
All right, very good. Further discussion on the primary amendment by Councilmember Best. Madam Clerk, are you ready? Go ahead and call the roll.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Colmes?
Yes.
Councilmember DeVries?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
No.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
No.
Motion passes.
Is that, now we're back to the main motion as amended.
Madam Mayor?
Mr. Carrington.
I was trying to ask staff earlier of what we've given out in one of these donations to community events, and I seem to. Did you have
this year or?
Yeah, I was just curious what we've. I must be getting old. My brain doesn't remember the things from a few meetings ago. I don't know if Mr. Best got a copy.
I emailed
it to him. Oh, okay.
So is this what you're looking for, Councilor Carrington?
Yes. I guess I would like to make an amendment to change the donation amount to $1,000 to match what we did with Who Let the Girls Out.
Second.
Well, I'm not exactly sure why you're picking those numbers, but I do want to speak to that. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to that this amendment before we vote? Councilor Irby.
Yeah, I'm against the amendment. I think that $2,500 is a very small amount the city could pay, and this directly benefits the city of Palmer immensely. I mean, way more than the $2,500 that we're donating. So I would be against that amendment.
Your Honor. Councilmember DeVries.
On just sort of a broad thing, I would like to see the City Council sort of decide on a policy.
Okay. Are we talking about on how much we're going to hand out? Okay,
for whatever particular
ones. Well, I appreciate
ones.
That you
yeah.
want to bring that forward in a future agenda. I don't think
okay,
this is part a specific part of this discussion.
Okay, I'll bring it under council comments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, anyone else that would like to speak to the amendment? Councilmember Hanson.
Yeah. I would agree with Councilman Irby. $1,000, you know, I think it's a different scale when you're talking about Let the Girls Out and what the project they have going on right over here. You know, one of our responsibilities to leverage our resources with the resources of the community. I think this is a great community benefit. I think it does a lot for the city of Palmer in the summer. It differentiates us in our community from every other community in the state. You know, it's something that we can hang our hat on. It's really unfortunate that I think we, for some reason, we have some type of misunderstanding of what it is or how it's operated or what it's about. But I think that it's a small number to donate to the cause. So I'm in support of $2,500.
Madam Mayor.
Councilor Combs.
Thank you. I also support it in Maine because when the project was brought to this council, the scope was brought to us. I think we came up with this action memorandum and with this amount, knowing full well just what we were getting for it. And I don't in particular want to have it compared to the others. There's some argument for comparing it to other things and events, and there's a little bit that to speak to that I will speak to in council comments. But I definitely would have to vote against the amendment in changing the amount because I believe that the council came up with this a few weeks ago, and it is because of what was presented to us, the need, and what it was bringing to us. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to speak in support of the amendment, just not in support of the amendment, but in support of Girl Palmer, because the number of volunteer hours and volunteer materials that have been given to the city of Palmer through the activities of Girl Palmer is far and away exceeds the $2,500. And we've been able to take the plant materials from some of the downtown beds and use them throughout the city to use in other places, because we had volunteer materials or donated materials. So I think what we're getting in kind from Grow Palmer is far and exceeds the number that we have before us, and I especially want to show how much that we appreciate all of those volunteers that worked so hard for us and did some of the things by redoing the beds downtown that were tremendous amount of work to get those hand dug out last year. Anyway, it's much appreciated, and I know that that number of volunteer hours is going to be even bigger this year. So I'm speaking against the amendment. Madam Clerk. Councilmember Bess, did you want to, sorry, but that was, I think you've spoken to the amendment, and.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so, all right, go ahead. Councilmember Bess, go ahead and speak to your amendment. In the future, if you'll, as the maker of the amendment, your opportunity is to speak at the beginning of when you make the motion, or when you make the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. While I appreciate your guidance, you're incorrect. It was Councilmember Irby's amendment. Anyhow, I would just caution the council. What we're doing tonight is we're providing public funds for an improvement on private property. So I'd love to spend the citizens' money.
$1,000. Well, I think what we heard what Councilmember Best's statement was, and again, the attorney has provided. Provided something that will address that. We've talked to them, as well as the continued use of the Salvation Army's parking lot and so on. But a big portion of this is directly to benefit our city parks and our city flower beds and so on. So,
he's back. Back,
Councilmember Best.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and so we can go ahead and finish up with your comment.
Thank you.
Final statement, please.
Yes, so I'll be voting for the amendment of $1,000.
All right, thank you so much, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs? No. Councilmember DeRees? Councilmember Irby?
No.
Councilmember Hansen?
No.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
No.
Motion fails.
All right, so that's primary amendment number one. Brings us back to action memorandum main motion, 14-036. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll for it?
Councilmember Best?
Yes.
Councilmember Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember DeRees?
Yes.
Councilmember Irby?
Yes.
Councilmember Hansen?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Yes.
Mayor Johnson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. All right, very good. Resolution number 14-018 passed unanimously. I'm sorry, didn't count. Did that not pass unanimously, Madam Clerk? Yeah, I believe it did pass unanimously. Thank you. Yeah, main motion.
You said 18,
14-01, 14-036 passed unanimously. But 14-018 also passed unanimously. So, record of items placed on the table.
The email information from Director Green, memo from Director Healy, and the donation information.
This brings us for our final opportunity for audience participation. Time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you're representing a group. Audience participation is now open. Seeing no one come forward, audience participation is now closed. Opportunity for now for council member comments. Council member Best, are you still on the phone? All right. Starting with Councilmember Combs, moving down the table with Councilmember comments.
Thank you. There's been several events and meetings that I've attended in the last couple of weeks since we last met, but I'll keep it short. The one of the ones that I found the most invigorating and enlightening and everything else is the Board of Economic Development. In your comments regarding events and requests that are coming to the City Council, the Board of Economic Development is working on a proposed resolution to bring to the City Council that would have to do with the budgeting for such things, the whole process, and how it will all work. And I think it will streamline the process for the City Council. And more importantly, for those who have the great ideas out in our community that we want to support, I do believe that we'll get even more great ideas, creative ideas from the community if we have a very clear cut, simple, streamlined process to get it to the point where they're sitting in front of City Council asking for monies. We will address the budget considerations as well. In that particular thing. So frankly, I find what the Board of Economic Development, now that they have a full board, is what they're doing very exciting. They're very focused and they're doing a great job. So other than that, thank goodness we got sunshine.
Thank you, Your Honor. Regarding the AML board, I had made arrangements to have the time off from work, and then I got informed that my grandson's graduating. Well, I guess they don't call it graduation, they call it promotion from the eighth grade at the same on the 20th on that Tuesday. So I will not be able to attend the board meeting in May or later, what, the 19th and 20th of this month. And I don't think that I will be attending the summer meeting in Nome. I'm sure the mayor probably will go. That's very expensive for the city of Palmer, and I just don't see the benefits there for having an extra person. So, I would like to have on the agenda sometime like questions for the City Council to have a discussion about questions that we may want to put on the ballot. I don't know if Councilman Best is on the phone, but I know several months ago he had mentioned about talking or asking another question about Matanuska Maid. Maybe we should talk about having, if it can't be a definite vote, an advisory vote on the council's designated seats and or designated areas. And some of the other council people may have other things, but so if that could be put on the agenda in sometime in the future, and we can just talk about things, what we might want to have. So, and that's all I have. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Okay, so when do we have to have that on before if to make it onto the ballot?
The last meeting in July is the last date to
adopt
agenda.
So if we could have that maybe mid-July, special meeting mid-July, or first?
Your Honor, since I think it'll maybe take us one or two meetings to discuss it, maybe we could start, you know, maybe like the last meeting in June.
We have our audit meeting on the 10th of June. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we've had it before, and perhaps it'll be, let's put it on the 24th agenda as a regular item, and then if we want to bring it back as a special meeting on the 8th, we can do that. Before, we haven't had a lot of things brought forward, so It'll give us an option to be able to do that if we need to.
All right. Your Honor, and also to follow up on that, I know, I think it was during the time we had the interviews for the attorney when we renewed his contract, I know, and also for the clerk, I think both of them mentioned there were certain things that they felt needed cleanup, and I don't know if there are some of those on their agenda, but if they could maybe at least, if not have the full proposal before us at that meeting, maybe at least the concept of what that would be, so we could be discussing and looking at that, all those things, those items also. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Councilmember Hanson. No comments. Councilmember Irby.
No comment, Your Honor.
Councilmember Carrington.
I was going to ask, did Mr. Best had any comments?
I already asked. Okay. I tried to ask him, but he wasn't on the phone. If he's still there now, I mean, if he's there now.
I'm still here.
Okay, Councilmember Best, do you have comments you would like to add?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to apologize to the council and the public for how poorly this audio has come across this evening. I have been able to hear clearly, just apparently it's not coming through on the audio back to you all. So hopefully I will get this taken care of before the next meeting.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Carrington.
Just want to echo Councilwoman Combs' comments that I'm very eager to see what the Board of Economic Development has. I think that would be a good solution, that we have a clear-cut scenario that's documented for how people can come and have asked for money for projects. That's all.
All right. Thank you for a good meeting, everyone. And I have no additional comments. With no further business before the council, meeting is adjourned.